sure you guys practice that first and third play all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. You have thoughts on it?
I don't have any thoughts on it. We practice it. You know, they executed it right and we didn't. Simple as that.
Carson on the mound today, what'd you see from him? And do you think he just needs to just let it go and not necessarily...
No, I thought he threw the ball good. I thought he had a really good fastball tonight. I was really pleased with how he threw. I thought they both, you know, threw the ball well, and I was playing going into the game. We need to get some guys some work. There's some other guys we still need to get in there. We just didn't make it. You know, a couple key situations we didn't make. You know, some very good two-strike pitches. You know, but the bottom line is we scored three in the first. We scored one run over the next 10. We threw away a lot of at bats. I didn't think they were ready to play. We kind of got them together after the third inning, and you know, I kind of warned them after the game on Sunday that, you know, it was a heck of a week and we should be proud of what we accomplished. But the bottom line is Tuesday is a different ball game, and we got to be ready to go. And, you know, unfortunately, we just didn't tackle any runs after the first there. But credit Florida Atlantic. You know, they did a really nice job, and their pitchers threw strikes, and they made some really nice plays in the outfield, and they deserved to win.
Is that what this feels like? Is just a young team maybe buying into the hype of what it created last week for you?
I don't know. I'm disappointed with... You know, with our approach tonight, though, I'll be honest with you, I'm really disappointed.
You think this could be a wake-up call with?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I would expect our guys to be ready to play all the time. I think they should be excited. We're coming off winning 13 of 16. We come off of a great week last week, and we're, you know, I didn't think we were ready to play. And we tried. We cheerleaded during the game, but you know, you can't. There's only so much you could do. And that falls on my shoulders, and I'll take responsibility for it, but I'll make sure it doesn't happen again.
John Sterniggle, freshman, lots of pop, seven RBIs last five games. You know, how important is he in this lineup, and especially at third base?
Well, he's playing good. He's putting some good swings on the ball, and it kind of lengthens our lineup a little bit and gives us a chance to score there. 7, 8, 9, we get down to the bottom half of the order.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.